Iran's leader says the pressure and animosities against the country will not make it back down from its firm stance on the Palestinian cause. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei made the comments in a meeting with a high-profile delegation from Palestinian resistance movement Hamas in Tehran. Ayatollah Khamenei noted that Iran's support for Palestine is something ideological, and the country has no reservations regarding the issue, even when it comes to friends. The leader hailed Palestinian factions for their, quote, remarkable resistance, stressing the issue of Palestine will definitely end in favor of Palestinians in the Islamic world. The leader described as treacherous the so-called deal of the century planned by the U.S., saying those behind the scheme aim to wipe out the identity of Palestinians using money. Jafar Rahmani is a Palestinian writer and political analyst who joins us from London. When it comes to the issue of Palestine, Iran's stance has been very clear throughout the years, throughout the decades. Iran's leader today to have made some statements regarding that issue. What I'm curious about is why does Iran's leader and Iran as a nation come out in support of Palestine and has acted as much as it can to at least highlight the issue of Palestine, but yet others don't?
Well, it's a matter of principle, and it's a matter of Islamic ethics as well. Palestine houses the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is the third holiest shrine in Islam. And as per the name, Iran now is the Islamic Republic of Iran. And if I may here to thank His Eminence, the Ayatollah, and the government, and the people of Iran for their continued support for our just cause. I can't speak of other governments who don't stand with us, other than to say they are traitors to the cause. They are not actually real Arabs or real Muslims. Otherwise, they will not side or tolerate even a dialogue with a country like Israel that Mr. Lieberman only last week said our enemy, i.e. Israel's enemy, are the entire Arab nation and the Muslim Ummah. So Iran is unique in this, and we are very grateful and very thankful.
Well, this comes on a day where you have 100 Palestinian homes that are being demolished. This was an order that Israel is now executing. And many are attributing that, of course, to the continued Judaization of Jerusalem al-Quds. But given the fact that it's such a high number of homes, and also given the fact that this so-called deal of the century is going to be relayed later on in the year, even though the economic workshop has been presented, do you think that this is a signal by Israel saying that we don't want to have anything perhaps to do with the deal because we want to continue doing what we're doing, especially in such large numbers, like destruction of Palestinian homes, like settlements?
Well, Israel, as a matter of fact, and course, and pronouncement by various Zionist leaders, local to Israel and internationally, they never wanted an accommodation. What they want is the entire land of mass of Palestine, preferably without any Palestinians in it. Witness the expansion and the mushrooming of the illegal settlements in the West Bank since the Oslo Accord. The late Yasser Arafat was duped in accepting the possibility that the Israelis will entertain peace with the Palestinians. And he accepted Israel as it is and gifted them 78% of the landmass of Palestine. But that wasn't enough. What we have is a process that's been going on for 25 years with no peace and no solution. On the contrary, there is a continued threat to the Palestinian livelihoods, to the Palestinian land, and as you just mentioned, especially Jerusalem. I wonder why the Arab and Muslim world are silent when it comes to Jerusalem. As you can see, I have the Dome of the Rock behind me as my backdrop. This is not exclusively for Palestinians. It's for all Muslims. What are you doing, leaving us the Palestinians with no army, no navy, no air force to defend this holy land for all of us on our own? Not only that, you're stabbing us in the back. I want to say to all the Arab leaders who might be seeing this, and especially to their boss, the pump us, Mr. Trump. Palestine is not for sale. Take it from me. I'm a 76-year-old Palestinian from Jenin in the north, the basket of Palestine. We are not for sale. Our land is not for sale. Our principles are not for sale. And our holy shrines are not for sale. We will resist to the last man standing. Take it from me. The Palestinians, the people of Palestine, will not accept any deal short of final liberation.
Thank you for that, Jafar Rahmani, Palestinian writer and political analyst from London. Thank you.